today's message, I don't want you to go home without a message. I want to leave you with something important. We continue to learn about the kingdom of God because in understanding how the kingdom of God works and how it's all set up, it makes it easier for us to be a part of it. You know, if you've ever played a board game and you didn't know the rules, it's really hard to play the game. You feel like you're an outsider if everybody else knows how to play the game and you don't. Feel like you're left out. That's the way the plan of God is. We don't want to feel like an outsider, and He doesn't want us to feel like an outsider. If we ask Him anything, He'll reveal it, and He'll show us, and He'll teach us. He wants us to know how He set it up so that we can be a part of it, so that we can receive blessings, so that we can do wonderful and amazing things, so that we can achieve the greatest success. Because that's what He planned for you. He planned great things for you. For you to get there, you got to know how God planned it, how He set it up. How do I work with this? How do I be a part of it? Today's message is called By Grace. By Grace. And I want to start out by saying that if you're noticing in your life that things aren't working, that it seems like you're really working hard and nothing's happening, or that you're just struggling to get by and it just seems like you can't make ends meet, then there's something you've missed. You forgot. And as a result of it, you're working really hard and nothing's going on that you want. And it's because it's by grace. Let's talk a little bit about it. I want to go to Genesis chapter 2. And let's take a look here what it says in Genesis chapter 2 and at verse 1. I'm going to read a few verses here. Listen carefully. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had done. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it He had rested from all His work which God had created and made. We're talking about the beginning, the creation, from the foundation of the world when God had created everything. On the seventh day, it says, He rested because He finished His work. He finished it. Now, let me expand that, because quite often we think, much like we often put the same characteristics on God that are on us, but God is different. See, seven in the scripture represents the seventh day. Day represents not a day, but a state of being. God entered into a state of being, a state of rest. God had finished all of His work for all eternity. He's done. He's finished creation. He's already created the whole plan. He knows and can see the plan right to its finish, and He has now completed what He had to do. There is nothing else for Him to do. He's finished. He's resting. How long is He resting for? He's resting for eternity. He is in a perpetual state of rest because He finished His work on the seventh day. There's no more work. He's done it. And what happened was He released His Spirit. He released His Spirit. Remember, it says in this same chapter that He breathed into the nostrils of that man that was made from dust, and he became a living being. He releases His Spirit, and His Spirit is going forth. It knows the plan of God, and it is guiding, it is leading, it is teaching, it is speaking to us so that we can be part of the plan of God. Because He breathed into us. But He's done. There's a lot of people asking God to do things. God's already done them. He finished. When did He finish? At the foundation of the world. At the very beginning. The plan is already set, and we already know the ending of the plan. God is victorious. We already know what God created. Why? Because God told us. He created something, He said, it's good. He created and said, it's good. Every time he created something, he said, and it's very good. That's when he created us. Me especially. Say amen to that. So we sometimes don't understand that. We think now, we start thinking that God doesn't have it all figured out. We got to know that God knows everything. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows the middle too. He's got it all figured out. He knows what's going to happen. And he's already created the solution to every problem. He's already given the answer to every question. He's already laid it all out there, and he did it from the very beginning. It's all laid out there. And the Spirit of God is unfolding. This plan is unfolding exactly the way he prepared it, exactly the way he saw it. He saw the vision of that plan, and he released it by his power, by his word, in his Spirit, and it's going out there. It's already finished. And this is why it's by grace. God already planned it. God already finished it. We're participating in this plan by grace. There's nothing that we can do that's good that's not a part of the plan. But he did plan for us to be a part of it. But it's not like you can take credit and say, well, I did it. I did that. No, it's by grace. Unmerited favor. God has given us unmerited favor the minute we received Jesus. We've got that unmerited favor to be a part of this incredible plan, and the plan is good. It's something amazing going on. And what that means is we don't have to be toiling or working, you know, having our nose to the grindstone, banging our head against the wall, trying to make something happen. Why? Because God finished his work. And he released his Spirit, and his Spirit is in motion, unfolding the plan. If we're working hard and toiling and getting nothing for it, it's because we're working against the plan. Or we don't see the plan, or we're not part of it. But that's why when we receive Jesus, we're filled with the Spirit of God. Why? Because the Spirit of God knows the plan. The Spirit of God knows where we're supposed to go, where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to say. It's all part of the plan that God had finished from the very beginning. He's resting. It's by grace, because the plan's already done. We're walking in it. If we're working and slaving away and getting nothing as a result of it, it's because we don't yet understand. You don't yet understand that you just have to walk by grace. Let the Spirit lead you into these great things. Now, let's go on to John 19:28. After this, Jesus knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour water was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour water, put it on a hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. So this is talking about when Jesus is on the cross at the end of his life. He's already done his 3 years of ministry. He's already performed his miracles. He's already raised people from the dead, healed the blind and the sick, taught the kingdom of God, taught us how we're supposed to live and who we really are. He then said, at this point, he saw that all things have been accomplished. Look what it said there. It said, knowing that all things were accomplished. Meaning everything that he had come to do was finished. And he says, after he drinks this wine, it is finished. It's the same as what God did. He finished all his work. God finished all his work. And he said, it's finished. Now let's go on. What happens after Jesus finishes all his work? It talks a little bit about it here in Hebrews 10 and verse 12. It says, but this man, this is Jesus, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. So where's God? God's resting. Where's Jesus? He's sitting at the right hand of God. What's he doing? He's resting. Why? Because it is finished, he said. Now, from that time till his enemies are made his footstool. So Jesus is just going to sit there from now till then. Okay, so we have God who has finished his work and is resting. God comes down in a body, which is all part of the plan, finishes that part of it, and now he's resting. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's resting, right? So he's entered into that seventh day, that they call it the Sabbath. You might have called it, it's that state of rest. Not a day, it's a state. It's a state of our being. When we are working with the Spirit of God, we are working with the plan of God, that's when we enter the Sabbath. That's why we don't do any work on the Sabbath. See, the Sabbath, it was originally called that because it represented the state of rest. And so what we do every week when we think of the Sabbath is a day of rest where we don't do any work. But when we enter the state of being, which is what the Sabbath represents, we enter a state of rest all the time. Why? Because the work is finished. We don't have to do the work. We just walk in it. We listen to the Spirit of God leading us to do great things. The Spirit of, in other words, God's already fulfilled the plan and finished the plan, and we just partake in it. Things become easy. We are flowing with God. We are flowing with what He has created. Say amen to that. I don't know if you like this. This sounds pretty good to me. I like this. I'm excited about this. So, here Jesus is finished. He finished all his work. Now he's resting too. Why? Because again, remember, Jesus said, I'm going to send a helper. Why? Because Jesus ain't doing anymore. He's done. He's resting. He's going to send a helper. Who's the helper? The helper is the Holy Spirit. Again, the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God from the foundation of the earth was already released. The plan is still unfolding. The plan hasn't changed. The plan's never changed. The plan's still on track. The plan is still exactly where it's supposed to be. God knows what the plan is. Don't think, God didn't know about this. If God would have known about cancer, he would have did something about it at the beginning. No, he knew. He's already done something. The Spirit's unraveling and unfolding that plan, even now. Let's go on a little further. So, now we're down here. So we see that he sat down, and we go, here we are. This is John 17 and 27. This is Jesus speaking again. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. So he's asking for the people that are with him, the people that believe in him, be with him. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. Jesus was there because God finished the whole plan. Jesus was there from the foundation of the world, from the very beginning when God finished the plan. He was there. We can go on. In Ephesians 1:4. It says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. It's talking about God chose us. You were chose. When did he choose you? From the foundation of the world. That's when everything was finished. He chose you even then. Even before your parents, he chose you. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. That's who you are. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's who you are. In other words, we're not supposed to be walking in toil, straining, trying to make something happen, not being able to make ends meet, not being sick, not sniffling, not feeling like everything's against me. That's not the way we should be. That's not the plan of God. And if we are like that now, we're not hearing the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is telling you. God breathed his Spirit into you. The minute you received Jesus, it was reestablished. You've got the Spirit of God. And he breathed it into you so that you would have inside information. Inside information. Because the information comes from the inside. And he's teaching you and showing you where you need to be so that you can be right on track with the plan of God, be there at the perfect time. If something in your life isn't working, you feel like you're really working hard, listen. Stop and begin to listen to the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is speaking to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to let you know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, when you need to do, what you need to do, how you need to do it, so that you can be right on track. It's going to get done. It's going to get done. The only question is, are you a part of it? Or is God going to have somebody else be a part of it? Because He called you. He called you, but He can easily get someone else to fill in if you're not ready at that moment. Somebody's going to be there to bring the light. Somebody's going to be there to say the words of faith at that moment. Is it going to be you? If you're hearing the Spirit of God, it will be you. It's going to be you. Say, it's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be me. My mother, one day, she was driving home from, I think it was the fair. Every year she would go to this fair that we had, and it had all kinds of, there was rodeo there, and there were chuck wagon races, and she would enter pies, and she would enter flowers, and she'd enter photos, and she would enter little crafts that she had made. And I was, as a kid, I would do all this stuff too, so I'd be baking things, and it was a way that I made money, because anything you won, you'd win like $3 if you got first, I think. So you'd make a few bucks this way, and I thought, this is a great idea. I'd take photos and enter them into the contest. And anyway, at the end of the fair, she had packed everything up in the van, and we had this old Volkswagen van, like a 60, I think it was a 69 Volkswagen van or something. And so she was driving home. The voice of the Lord came to her and said, go over to the pastor's house. Give him these pies. She had a couple pies that were there that she could give him. She was like, I'm too tired. I had to pack all this stuff up. I got to go home. Voice of the Lord says, go over, deliver these pies to the pastor. Nope, I'm going home. She goes home. Sunday morning comes around and the pastor starts talking and doing his sermon. And he's saying, man, he said, on this day I was feeling so low and down. I just felt really beat up. And I just was praying to God and saying, God, I wish somebody would come and knock on my door and speak to me. Apparently, somebody did come and knocked on the door and cheered the pastor up and said what he needed and did what he needed. But it wasn't my mother, because she didn't follow the voice of the Spirit. Is it going to be you? Because by grace, it's going to be done. It's all going to get done. The plan of God is finished. It's fulfilled. It's going to be completed in its entirety the way that He saw it. Is it going to be you that completes it? Or is it going to be somebody else? You can only imagine how my mother felt. I remember when she was telling the story, how she felt her heart sank. I was supposed to be the one that went. I didn't go. She was grumpy. She was tired. There's always excuses. Always. But we got to know we're on assignment. God's calling you to do great things. His plan is unfolding in a powerful way. When you get the word, get out of your grumpiness. Get out of your tiredness. Get out of your own way.
Amen. Amen.
So that you can be the one that helps this plan reach its completion.
Amen.
That's where we want to go. And it's part of who we are. Let's go down a little further here. This is in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4. This is a very interesting verses, because I'm going to read all of these. Listen carefully, because there's some really good stuff in here. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love, which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses. So even when we were dead in mistakes, we didn't know Him, we were doing all kinds of things wrong, even then, He loved us. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. So He raised us up. Where are we sitting? In heavenly places. Now wait a minute. So God is finished and He's resting. Where's Jesus? Sitting beside Him. He's finished. And now, by grace, we're raised up and we are sitting in heavenly places too. What do you think we're supposed to be doing there? Resting.
Amen.
We're not toiling. We're not working. We're not overdoing it. Why are we resting? We can be in a state of rest because we're not having to work hard. We're just following what the Spirit of God is telling us. Yes, you're doing something, but it's not hard work. If it's already been planned out for you, set up, it's not hard work. You just have to do it. My mother just had to drop off the pies. Wasn't hard. Would have been pretty easy. Right? Same thing. So we're not working hard. So where are we sitting? We're sitting in heavenly places. Why? Because we're resting too. Once we are joined and become one with Christ, we enter into a state of rest. That's where we are. Verse 7. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. See, you're not doing it yourselves. And this is what sometimes happens. This is why when we understand that it's been finished from the beginning, it begins to make things a lot easier. When you're trying to do things yourself, trying to make things happen, you get yourself all worked up. You get yourself all tight. Get yourself all worried. Get yourself all grumpy. Get yourself all tense. Start getting headaches, backaches. You know, everything begins to hurt. Why? Because you're trying to do something on your own when it's by grace, unmerited favor. Remember, if it's either work or it's by grace. If God is giving it to us by grace, it's a gift. It's saying here, it's a gift. Meaning, we just have to receive it. We just have to walk in it. If it's by work, then that's different. Now, we're working to try to be... Now, remember, Jesus already did all the work. He fulfilled all the laws. He completed. He said, it's finished. Why? So we could receive the gift. So we don't have to work. We now walk by grace. We receive it by grace. We got to get the... What is it? Working or grace? I'm not saying you don't have a job. But I'm saying that in that job, you listen to the Spirit of God speak to you so that now it becomes easy. Now, there's something else interesting here. So, it's not of yourself. It is the gift of God. It's a gift. Verse 9. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. So, none of us can boast that we did it. No, we didn't do it. God finished it at the beginning. So, we didn't do it. We're just walking by grace here. Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are created for good works. You are created for good works. The whole purpose of why God created you is for good works. To be a part, remember, God finished his work and he saw his plan, but he released his Spirit into man so that man could do the good works. He could bring the plan to completion. It's required of us. You were created for good works. That's who he made you. Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God prepared the good works ahead of time. When did he prepare them? At the foundation of the earth. He prepared all the good things that we're going to do. He already prepared them ahead of time. And now all we have to do, because we were created for good works, all we have to do is walk in them. If we can hear the Spirit of God, it makes it very easy for us to just do what we're supposed to say, walk where we're supposed to walk, say hi to who we're supposed to say hi to. We're walking in those good works, and amazing things happen. People's lives are changed. People are healed. The blind can see. We saw this with Jesus. Jesus was walking by the Spirit of God. That's why he finished everything like that. Same thing for us. When we can hear the Spirit of God, but it's by grace. Don't ever think that you're doing the work. When you think you're doing the work, then you start getting angry and tight and frustrated. It's by grace. It's already been prepared ahead of time. Way ahead of time. It's been prepared. And it's waiting for us. It's been prepared for us. And we just have to walk in it. Isn't that cool? I mean, that's like life made easy. That's really cool. I like that. And there it is. The good works are waiting for us to walk in them. The good works are like planned out. and they're just sitting there. We don't have to get in all frustrated and start working hard and trying to figure out how to do it. We just got to let the Spirit of God lead us. Let the Spirit of God lead you into those good works. Because in a way, you're resting. Now, anytime, because when you start looking around sometimes on the planet, you think, is the plan of God really working? You don't think God knew the planet was going to look like this and, you know, and everything would be the way that it is? God knew exactly what it was. Every time darkness begins to rise in the world, God has already prepared the children of light who are supposed to come and shine in the darkness. What happens to darkness when you turn on the light? It's gone. What happens to darkness when you turn on the light?
It's gone.
It's gone. Just like that. And anytime you see darkness rising in the world, rather than getting focused on the darkness and thinking, oh my, this is awful, how? No, remember that God has already planned it from the foundation of the world. He's already prepared the children of light. And that's who you are. You are the children of light who walk by grace. And the more that we can come together as a group, the more that we can join together. Why? Because the Spirit of God is on the inside of us and we are the light. We have the light of God on the inside and we let it shine out. And the more that we gather together, join together, not letting grumbling, complaining, anger, or hatred divide us, but coming into one accord, into harmony. Think of like an orchestra. If they were all playing their own tune, how awful that would sound, you know? But God wants us to be like an orchestra that's in perfect tune, all playing together in harmony. And when we come into that spirit of love, which is the Spirit of God, which each of you has on the inside, we become one. We become as one group, and that light becomes greater. The Spirit of God is in me shining out, but when I join together with another person who is in the Spirit of God, the light intensifies not just twice, but multiple times increase. And if I come together with 3, 4, 10, 100 people, that light increases even more. How do we defeat the darkness? We shine the light of God, the Spirit of God. We let the Spirit of love flow out of us in a great way, and that's how we change the world. And God has prepared and planned this from the very beginning. He knew what was going to happen, and He's already prepared the solution. You are the solution. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You are the solution to all of those things. So we got to understand that as we know that the plan of God is good, God has not created anything bad. There are things that are bad that happen because people have separated themselves from the light of God. But at the same time, God has prepared the people of light, His children, to glow, to shine. And as our light shines, the darkness disappears. Your job is to let your light shine. Do not hide it. Let it shine. Come together with others in love, in harmony, so that their light can shine with yours and be intensified, and the Spirit of God grows. And that's when miracles, signs, and wonders happen all the time, is when we're in harmony with each other. When we are growing together and when we understand that the plan of God was finished from the very beginning, and it was good, and it's still good, and it has never changed.
Amen.
That's the power that God gives us. That's the power that God has given you. You have the power and authority in Jesus' name to change this world by coming together in harmony, in love, letting your light shine together. It will outshine any darkness. And remember that 300 in Gideon's party was enough to defeat thousands. And it happened so easily because the light of God worked in them in amazing ways. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Do-do.